Kiddushin Yerushalmi, correspondent to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Lamed. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Yotes Amad Aleph, six lines down from the Mishnah, with the words, Lelamdoi Umnus. Now, we quoted the Brisa earlier up the page that said that a father has to teach his son a trade. So we quote another Brisa. Tani Rabbi Shmuel taught in a Brisa, and we quote a Pasuk in Dvorim, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yotes, Uvechalta Bachayim Zoi Umnus, and you shall choose life. This is a reference to having a trade. And now back to the original Brisa, Lasia Isha. The Brisa before taught that he must marry him to a woman, and we quote a Pasuk now in Dvorim, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, Vahidatan Levanecha, Levnei Vanecha, and you shall inform your children and your children's children. When do you merit having children and children's children? When you marry your sons to women when they are young. And then the Brisa continued, Rabbi Kiva told us, a father must also teach his son how to swim, because the Pasuk says in Drawim, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yotes, in order that you and your offspring shall live. And the Gemara asked Akasha, Ma le mitzvah or le yikuv? All of these mitzvahs that we've been talking about in the Brisa, are they obligations or are they mere mitzvahs? Obligations would mean that Beis Din can force a father to fulfill these cases, but if they're just mitzvahs, Beis Din cannot force a father to fulfill them. We'll bring a proof from the following, Nishmanya min hador. Batrima asa legabe rev imi. A person called Batrima came in front of Rav Ami, Amale, and he said to him, Pais la'abad yisvini. He said, please convince my father to marry me to a woman. Asa paisei, Rav Ami went and appeased the father, but he refused. This shows it's merely a mitzvah, because if it would be an obligation, then Rav Ami would have been able to force the father to marry off his son to a woman. And the Gemara asks the question, for where is it known that the father did not perform these mitzvahs, that the son has to perform them himself? Tambud Lema, Adam, Tifter. From that word Adam, we learn that the man has to do it himself if his father didn't do it for him. We also learn it for the other cases of Mila, of Torah, of getting married, and of learning how to swim, that the word Oysam in all these cases teaches us if the father didn't teach the son needs to teach himself.